This is Speaker Linda calling. It's August 15, 2005, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, we saw on the news that Israeli Finance Minister Benjamin Netanyahu resigned from his post to protest the withdrawal from the Gaza Strip and part of the West Bank. What do you think of this?
It is a beginning, Alora, but only a beginning. It is our prayer that this man will rise up and lead the people and encourage most of his followers to leave the Knesset and tell his people to go to the streets and to tell their leaders, no, we will not allow this. This is God's land. This is our people's land. We will not part with it for a false peace. We will not give it to those who have murdered our children. Something has to be done, Alora. This thing has to be stopped. Father Abraham has come up with a peace plan. God the Father endorses it. It is the only thing that will work. It is the only hope that we have. Nothing else will work. Splitting up Israel, giving part of Israel to the Palestinians, will not work. God will not accept it. It simply is impossible.
I hope he'll do this too, Nazarene. Something's got to be done quick.
It most certainly does, Alora, before God decides to do something, and you know how he does things.
We'll be back after the break. We're back. Nazarene, I was shocked at this news. Actor Christopher Reeve's wife has been diagnosed with lung cancer not caused by smoking. She mentioned she knew her husband was with her, helping her out through this crisis. Is this true?
Now, I heard, Alora, it was the same kind of cancer that's caused by smoking, but that she's never smoked. Now, how did that happen? Are the tobacco experts going to say that secondhand smoke didn't do this? Give me a break. When are these people ever going to admit that their product simply kills people? It really saddens me, Alora. It really does. As to her husband being with her, he most certainly is in this crisis. He is comforting her as much as he can, as any loved one would in a situation like this. But something really has to be done, Alora, about all these substances out there that are causing so much cancer, and the companies that make them know what they are doing but simply will not do anything about it because all they think about is their profit line. Human lives are more important than profit.
I agree, Nazarene. But like always, they think economic prosperity is more important than anything.
When I get done with them, Alora, they'll find out how important economic prosperity is. They'll really find out how important it is.
We'll be back tomorrow. This is Speaker Linda Pauling. It's August 16, 2005, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, I read that Bill Clinton recently was present to open a clinic to help AIDS patients. Of course, the clinic is good, but isn't it bad that the Dark One himself was in the public eye again?
Having this creature of evil in the limelight, Alora, is always a bad thing. Now, if he really wanted to do something about AIDS, he should have not encouraged the practice of sodomy all the time and helped spread it, because where did most AIDS come from? From the homosexual community. And when you sin, when you go against the word of God, when you do what God tells you not to do, you're going to pay a price. Yes, I feel sorry for the innocent people that got AIDS through drugs and through blood transfusions and through things like that, but I do not feel sorry for the homosexuals at all, because they broke God's law and they paid the price for it. And AIDS is a terrible thing, but the homosexuals brought it into the human population, and they should be held responsible. And good old Bill continues to praise their lifestyle.
But isn't intravenous drug use also against God's law, Nazarene?
Yes, Alora, but the drug users are already paying a high price for their sin. They did not need the AIDS besides.
We'll be back after the break. We're back. Nazarene, how is the kingdom of God holding up since God has left the holiest of all and abandoned mankind, as we mentioned in a previous segment?
We are struggling, Allura. Each day is a burden. But where Demetrius has found work and you now have your own residence, and the power of God does have a little place to reside in Bismarck, it is helping a little. Not that we do not appreciate Elgard's hospitality and the many days that he served you and took care of you, but you needed your own place. We needed a separate place from his power because, of course, he is a son of Odin and drawing on their power. We needed a place where you could draw God's power uninterrupted. And it is beginning to work fairly well, but we need more, Allura. We need much, much more. God needs a place to reside on earth. He needs a place where mankind will accept him and a place from which he can disperse his power. It is desperate, Allura. It is a desperate need, and he will not return to the holiest of all until he has one.
That's good news, Nazarene. I'm glad we helped a little, but I wish we could do more.
You are doing all you can with what you have, Allura. It is now up to God's people to give you more so you can do more.
We'll be back tomorrow. This is Speaker Linda Pauling. It's August 17, 2005, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, we have heard that Saddam Hussein's lawyers have quit because they say with his attitude it will be impossible for them to put up a defense that will ensure he gets a fair trial. Many people are complaining that he should just be in prison somewhere and never tried because it will stir up too much unrest. What is your opinion on this?
There most certainly must be a trial, Allura. The evidence must be presented against the man, but it should be short and sweet and not as complicated as they are planning. It should be over quickly. The man should be sentenced to death and quickly executed, and that would stop a great deal of the turmoil in Iraq. As long as this man lives, he is going to be the focal point of those that are resisting democracy. And the man has to go, and many of his associates have to go, because of the great evil that they did. There must be trials. The evidence against them must be put forward. It must be shown to the public that there is justified reasons why they have to be put to death. But they have to be tried and they have to be put to death for the sake of the rest of the world.
Yeah, Nazarene, they gotta give them all a boot way out of there into the afterlife.
Then goodbye eternity, Laura. Hello, second death.
We'll be back after the break. We're back. Nazarene, President Bush asked, what would President Ronald Reagan say about a highway named after him?
Well, actually, Allura, President Reagan doesn't like that idea too much. He doesn't like the thoughts of cars and trucks running over him all day. He would much prefer a high school being named after him, or some university, or even a federal cemetery for the military dead. Anything but a road. He just doesn't like the idea of a road. I know the idea sounds strange that somebody wants a cemetery named after him, but he believes this would be a great honor for him to be named after a place where the honored American dead are buried. There are many things that people can be named after that can be a place of honor for them. He just does not like the idea of a highway. It just doesn't suit him. And George Washington doesn't either, and there's been a good many of them named after him.
I agree with them, Nazarene. I don't think I'd like a street named after me either.
Oh, darn, Allura. We're going to have to redo the maps of our moon colonies and our Mars colonies. This is really going to create a problem.
We'll be back tomorrow. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's August 18, 2005, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, last week I saw on the BBC News that even the animals in the material world are protesting the Gaza pullout. One of the families that is to leave there first has a horse who is doing anything it can to stay in its home. Does it really understand what's going on?
Animals are very sensitive, Alora. They pick up the anguish from their human associates. They know something is wrong, and they do not like it. They are very attached to their land. They know where they belong, and they do not want to be moved from it. Of course, the animals have to be taken because the Palestinians will slaughter them. They hate anything that belongs to the Israelis and will destroy anything just in pure spite. So any pets, any animals have to be taken with them or they will be destroyed. The Palestinians will show them no dignity or no honor. But it is just another example, Alora, of this whole tragedy that even loyal creatures that should not be disturbed, that should be left in their own place, are being uprooted and moved because of this insanity. And that's all that it is, Alora. It is insanity.
I agree, Nazarene. I can't understand how it's gone on so long without somebody putting a stop to it.
You and God too, Alora. You and God too.
We'll be back after the break. We're back. Nazarene, the man who was convicted of killing civil rights workers back in the 60s, has been released on bail while he contests the conviction. What do you think of this?
Absolutely appalled, Alora. Released on bail? This is a cold-blooded butcher that wasn't just responsible for these young men's death, but was responsible for other murders that he will never be tried for, and the terrorizing of innocent people for years and years while he wore his white sheets and told his brethren to go out and kill anybody that opposed them, anybody that was for civil rights, anybody that said that colored people were just as good as they were. Something has to be done with the South, Alora, that they still pity these people, that they still give them mercy, that they still say, well, they didn't know what they were doing. They weren't responsible. They were completely responsible. They are creatures of evil. They are creatures of disgust, and they should be shown no compassion or no pity whatsoever, but they should be punished to the full extent of the law. Bail, give me a break.
Oops, that one got the Son of God mad.
You got it right that time, Alora. You got it absolutely right that time.
We'll be back tomorrow. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's August 19th, 2005, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, I read that the new musical about John Lennon, which was approved of by Yoko Ono, had to be revised before it continued its tour. No one seemed to like it or Yoko's point of view portrayed in it. What does John have to say about this?
Being the Son of God, Alora, I cannot express John's true comments on this issue. Let us just say he's very pleased with the public's reaction to it, and he wished the whole thing would simply be dropped, that it would be gotten rid of. He does not like it, and he does not think it can ever be fixed, so he'll like it. It is very hard sometimes for people in the afterlife to tolerate things that are done about them in the material world. As far as they are concerned, they never seem to get anything right. And many of the attitudes that John used to have in his lifetime, he no longer has now. He has completely changed. He looks at things completely differently. And though the things that are being expressed are true, he is no longer pleased with them. John wishes this thing would just go away.
I don't like it either, Nazarene. The whole thing just gives me bad vibes.
It doesn't seem to be giving much of anyone any good vibrations, Alora. Not any good vibrations at all.
We'll be back after the break. We're back. Nazarene, did you take any special action with our new home? Were any ceremonies performed in the kingdom of God to bless it?
Absolutely, Alora. Not just in the kingdom of God, but in the entire afterlife. First of all, after you took possession of it, I spent 24 hours in it, from sunset to sunset, and I had every religious leader come from the kingdom of God and bless it, every leader of every Christian denomination and every Jewish denomination, and Muhammad and his followers. Everybody came and put their blessings on it, Laura, and put their power into it. This is a very important thing to us. This place is our embassy on earth. It is the residence of our power on earth. It is all we have at the moment, because all the other churches to us are empty and lifeless, because they will not stand up and do God's will. You are the only one speaking for God, and we must sanctify that place where you live.
Wow, that's great, Nazarene. Thank you, and thanks to everyone who did this. That explains the growing power I could feel there. Thank you, I love it, dear, and thanks for helping us find it.
We do for those who serve us, Alora. We do for those who serve us.
We'll be back next week.